We are holding at the beginning of Simin Mem Beis. Im mutar lishanos tefillin shel yad l'shel rosh. Can you swap? Can you switch? Can you turn your tefillin shel yad into tefillin shel rosh? So here we go. Also, lishanos tefillin shel rosh l'asalisem shel yad. Nope, you cannot. It's also to change your tefillah, that's the shel yad, and to make it into a shel. To make it into a tefillah of the shayad, the filu likach ritzua mehem, and even to take a ritzua, the straps from them, belitim b'shayad osir. You can't even take the straps from them. Bibnei she'ein maridin mikedusha chamura likedusha kala, because we don't go downwards in terms of kedusha, and there is, we'll explain why, as the Mishnah will tell us. There is more kedusha in the shel rosh, so if we're to swap it out and to turn anything that was associated and used with the shel rosh into shel yad is not allowed. That's taking, again, they're both kadosh, but you have madrigos within kedusha. So it's going from a kedusha chamura down to a kedusha kala. The shel rosh kedusha chamura, right? The shel rosh has high level kedusha. Sheruba shel shakai b'shel rosh, because two out of the three letters of Hashem's name shin dalad yud are contained within the shel rosh. Aval mishel yad. The shel rosh, but if you want to do the opposite, to take from a shel yad and make that to a shel rosh, mutar lishanos, then you can change because you'll figure it out. We're upgrading. Ve'im hayu chadoshim, if the tefillin were brand new, that they had never been used, shedayin lo hanicham, even they've been designated, but haven't actually been worn. Even as the halacha berurah points out that they've been tied already, but had not yet been worn. So then, mutar lishanos afilu mishel rosh lishel yad. And it says you could change from the shel rosh to the shel yad, because again, hazman lef milsa, so it hasn't been actually worn yet, l'shem the mitzvah. Shetoyle aleihem michse or echod, you have to put a piece of skin, hide over them in order to cover it. Venirim kibayis echod, to make the tefillin shel rosh look like a bayis echod, like the shel yad is, and then you can do it. Okay, so let's do the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot and Aleph, Yad, Afilu ein lo shel yad, even if you don't have a shel yad, v'yesh lo shnayim shel rosh, and I have two tefillin shel rosh, you still cannot lower the kedusha them. In the Dirshu, number one, it says, l'shanos batim o ritzuos, v'chein kisi ha-tefillin mitzefillin shel rashi l'shel rabbeinu tamal hefech. What about changing, again, not talking about changing from shel rosh to a shel yad, a shel yad rosh, what about changing rashi tefillin to the rabbeinu tam, which we learned back in, I think, Lamed Dalet, is the difference in the order of the parshios. Cost of la'el, yeah. She'osser, you can't. Ella, im kain, lo hinichan odam me'olam l'shem mitzvahs tefillin. Unless they've never been worn, same thing over here, just like by the tefillin shel rosh and shel yad. If they've never been worn, you could change so too by Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, you could change it. She'az mutar l'chlif, and then you could swap it out. Okay, sifkat and beis in the Mishnah Berurah, Ritzua, the straps. Upasha, Duhu Hadin, it's obvious the same thing would apply. Nartik, casing, Hamyuchad Shel Rosh, that's used to hold the Shel Rosh. Degamhu Bichla, Tashmishi Kedusha. It's in the status of Tashmishi Kedusha, Kamo Ritzua, just like the Ritzua Sar. And I think we've pointed this out many times, because the Ritzua has Kedusha to it, it should never touch the floor. Sometimes people are just not conscious when they're taking off their tefillin and putting them on, and the ritzus are on the floor. It should not be put on a chair, put on a shtender, a table, something like that. Yeah, how you don't have to shmishi kedusha kediisa b'megillah chav beis chavavam beis v'chein muchach b'bir hagra v'chein kosov magen avram la'el b'sof simin chavches sifkat and gimel. Mem kosov magen avram de'im nifsika ritzua shel yad samach l'kesher. So if the strap on your shel yad became broken, separated, disconnected, close to where the kesher is. Osul hafach roisha achir lemala. You can't invert the strap and now put the part that was on the bottom now up to the top. B'malkam shu chazak, where it's now going to be stronger. V'lasso izbo ha-kesher shel yad. Make the kesher shel yad now on the inverting it. V'haticho shahayibo ha-kesher yikshor ato lezolamato. Now you're going to make that unverted. Why? Dimarido b'kidushoso. The idea is going to explain now, just talk it out, then we'll read it inside, is that to invert the straps, there's higher level kedusha the closer it is. So to now flip it upside down, then that's going to be removing it. Again, obviously there is still kedusha to it, but as we're seeing, the whole siman is based upon the idea that there's kedusha chamura and there's kedusha kala. So to take something that had a higher status of kedusha, it was closer, now to invert it, to make it distant, farther away, is not allowed. Originally it was used for to make the yud, and now it's going to be used to wrap around your fingers. Ela osa haticha tzricha geniza. You have to put into shamus, you have to bury it. Let's say the remaining part's not so long, as I lo yase krichos kolkach soviv hayad, then okay, just don't wrap the extra part around your hand. V'chein v'shal rosh im nisak mar shemekiv harosh. So now, in terms of the shal rosh, also there's higher level kedusha. The higher level kedusha is the part of the straps that are actually surrounding your head, not the parts hanging down behind the dalet. So also hafach mashe betocha kesher, you can't swap out something that's inside the kesher that's surrounding your head, shayachutz l'kesher, now make that something that's outside, meaning the straps hanging down, right? Mitam hanal, because the same reason we just mentioned, because you're now taking something that had been higher level kedusha closer to the source and now distancing it. Omnam, however, im nifsuka haratzua shel rosh mibachutz, if it's outside. If part of it, the Torah was outside the Kesher already, so yesh omri yochel harida. Some say that now by swapping out the part, because you're really not changing, again, you can't change from something that's outside the Kesher to make it inside. But within the part that's outside already, so can you switch that around? So yesh omrim de yochel harida. You could afal pi shemroi kitzas mikedusha. So even though you are now loosening it a little bit, shahari mokum hakesher yetoli lamata einze horoda, because it was hanging down anyway, right? The al kol panim ba'osa chaticha yeh hakesher. The yesh omrim say no. The gamze eini nochon. You can't do that either. Even though you're not really changing the part from inside to outside, it's still the al kol panim. Nevertheless, ika katzas horaz kedusha. I find this whole simon fascinating, that we're so concerned about losing even the smallest amount of kedusha. How much musa we could take from this? The greatest musa sefer is the shulchan aruch. How much musa we can't do anything. Even according to the opinion, it would take us a little bit away of kedusha. How much we have to hold on to every little bit? Lefi devrehem, according to this, hu hadin b'shel yad. So according to this reason, it's the same thing when applying back to the shel yad. Im nifsuka haratzua shel yad somach lekesher, if it would break near where the kesher is, afilu im lo yirtze lik shel lamata haticha shenifsuka afal pichin lo yafach haticha haratzua lamal lasos bo hakesher. You still shouldn't invert it, right? B'zeh morid halyonos shel ritzua ketzas mikedushah, because you're doing the same thing. Again, according to the second opinion, we just quickly review. Within the shel rosh, we said there was two opinions, whether you're allowed to invert the part of the straps that is outside of the kesher anyway. And according to the second opinion, you can't, so that would apply back even to the shel yad, you can't invert that in. Shahayis mitechila krova shel kesher, el kesher. It was originally close to the kesher, v'alkein, and therefore, lahach, so really you should not invert these unless you are in dire circumstances and you have no other options, then you could rely upon this. But really, it should not be done. So in the case where you don't have any other options, and if you tie it with that, it's very close to becoming torn at that spot. If you use it for that to make the kesher, then you can't. So as in this case, then you could invert it. But again, a fascinating yisod about we don't want to do anything that's going to lose. You say, come on, it still has kedusha. The answer is yes, but there's different levels of kedusha. Good. Sifkatin Dalid. Bishel Rosh. This is going back on the line that that why the Shel Rosh has more kedusha, because he has more of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Hashin V'Hadalid. You have the shin and the dalad there, two out of the three, right? The rove is there. Masha'en came b'shel yad, but which is not true about the yad, she'en bo rak hakesher shel yud. All you have on the shel yad is one of the three letters, the yud. Over here in the Dirshu 5, he says, mitam ze kosov le'el sifchof ches sifkotin zayin, b'shem ha'mogin avram, she'yoytir toiv lo l'hanyech es ha'tifilin shel yad al shel rosh. Because there's a higher level kedusha in the shel rosh, you should not put the shel yad on top of it. Elyanichem ze bitzad ze. When you put them in your tefillin bag, you put them side by side, not necessarily one on top of the other. Okay, sifkatan hey, mutter. You're allowed to change these if you hadn't yet worn them. Hainu sheya silo arba batim. So now it has four batim. The yachnis kol parsha bebayis. Shalom. You put each one in his own bias. V'hu adin the mutalika chaparshios harutzuos mishel yad l'shel rosh. So he's talking about the swapping them out. In the Dirshu 6, he says l'fi she'im lo yasel lo arba batim. If you would not make the shell Again, you're switching here from a shel yad to a shel rosh. If you're not making the dal batim, then it's no good. Harei de tefillin pesulos afilu b'diavad kimuv le'el. So we saw earlier. So you have to do that, or if you wanted to quote unquote upgrade from the shel yad to the shel rosh, you have to make these four compartments. Sif katin vav lo henicham. If you haven't worn them, al rosh on your head. Afal pish zimnam lechinam letzorech harosh. Even though you've prepared them and you did hazmana, we say hazmana lav milsehi, right? A machlokas the bayin ravos. We paskin just by designating something without actually doing anything to it, that is not halachically significant, and therefore you could still change it. Even if you said at the beginning that it already been tied, the halacha brings down an opinion. It brings a machlokas, and prima godmother says maybe not to, but lemaisa you would see, you think, oh, I tied it already, it's good to go. If you haven't yet worn it, still you can upgrade. Zain b'vayis echod va'af sheheim kesuvim al dalad kolothim. It's written on dalad parchments. V'nesuna b'dalad batim b'fnim. They're written four separate things inside. Ein b'kach klum b'di'evid. It's not a problem b'di'evid. Kemo shekosu b'simin lamed beis sif mem zayin ayin sham ayin b'bir halacha. Okay, not a problem. Now we go on. Let's do beis also. Im hisno alehem mitachila. If a person makes a tanai, a condition upon them originally when they're making them, afilu l'vashen adam. So even if you wore them, but you made the tanai, then you're allowed to switch them, and you can even switch it from a shel rosh to a shel yad. Says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotin Ches Mitchila, you made the reason. Be'es asiyas hashel rosh. The time when you made the shel rosh, you had this condition. You spoke it out. Afili im lo hisna rak im yitzdarich lasloys mimenu shel yad shiase. Mahani atanai. This would in fact work. V'cholshkin, how much more so? Im hu oimer, if he says she'ena osa shel rosh el lefi shad mahani. I'm only making this lefi shad means here like for a limited amount of time. Meaning I only want this to work as a tefillah shel rosh for the next 30 days or for the next 6 months, the next 5 years, whatever it is. But that's my tanai. Then that works. And then in case according to this, one would be allowed to change it because it was made amanas kain. Okay, good. We will continue mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with Siv Gimel.